advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
You mean to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Crash!
King of Crash!
The Colossus of Clout! The Colossus of Clout!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on Sunday mornings from 7 to 8, and did you see last night the Bambino, the Great Bambino, hit a home run for the Cubs? Wasn't that? Oh, wait, yeah. That was Schwarber. Doesn't he have like a Bambino feel to him?
He does, and he kind of looks like a smaller version, but stocky, you know.
Oh,
certainly.
Yeah, he was a linebacker. He's got some, you can picture him being a linebacker.
He's had a great week, hasn't he?
He really has. You were at that game where he hit the ball up onto the... Yeah, now,
a magical game.
To me, if the Cubs win the World Series, they ought to build a display up there that's permanent and just leave that ball up there.
Absolutely.
If they don't win the World Series, then auction it, do whatever you want to do with it. But, you know, I talked to the MLB about when that ball got hit up there and the whole thing about somebody saw it, took a picture of the video board, and it wasn't there. Then they took a picture of the video board, and it wasn't there. But remember, we had MLB, the head of MLB authentication on our show, and they actually can't authenticate that ball. Now, the Cubs can, and you could get a letter from the Cubs, and that's good. If nothing else, it's 99% sure that's the Schwarber ball, and if nothing else, it's the ball the Cubs had up there. So it's still going to have really good value. But the point from MLB was they cannot authenticate anything they did not witness themselves, and they also don't authenticate items the day after a game. So it's got to be that day.
And they got to see it.
The
that's a great rule. That is a great rule.
It is good. And when you think about it, that's you know their stuff is good that they have authenticated.
And, you know, if they keep it up, if Cubs win the World Series and they keep the ball up there forever, somebody, some idiot's going to be in some drone or some type of remote trying to snatch that ball.
Oh, you know it'll happen,
and, you know.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be neat, though, like some weatherproof display that lights up at night or something?
Yeah,
that'd be
cool.
That'd
be awesome.
Yeah, but they got to win the World Series. They didn't look too good last night. Yeah. I don't like them wearing all these, like, winter garb like it's 20 below zero or something during the game. They just seemed on the defensive to even start the game.
They're too young to be wearing those, so they need to be their youthful selves and rip their sleeves off and do a, you know.
Yeah.
Who was that one?
Like the Raiders or whatever.
Was that Jimmy Fox or something that had
a
sleeveless?
Yeah, right. Old Double X. He wouldn't be wearing
a
stocking
You're
cap.
23 years old. You're wearing, you know.
Plus, Lester's got to not look like John Danks when he's pitching. That's his.
Not sure
his,
who he looked like
his
last
performance
night.
Is kind of Danks-like, which is, you know, for White Sox fans, isn't that good.
He'll
but now, I was going to talk about this later. Bill, we'll get to you in a second here.
No, I'm just listening. I don't know that there's ever been a sports radio show or anything that in the first 2 minutes, four different times that has been mentioned, Cubs win World Series.
Yeah, right. And I think you might hear it more as the show goes on.
Yep.
But I got an email from one of my friends from college, George, who's been a White Sox season ticket holder since the 80s. And he was not happy. You know, this was on the same day the Mets were playing the Dodgers. So Cub fans and the Cubs are thinking, okay, are we going to play the Mets or the Dodgers? There was all the talk about the Schwarber home run ball. And what do the White Sox send to their season ticket holders? You got to get your picks in by 5 o'clock for our retro racers. Last day to help pick our 2016 lineup. And there's a picture I tweeted it at T-Crown Tom on October 15th. They show these four guys like running on the field. Bad PR, bad timing.
Terrible.
Don't do it now. Wait till the series is over and do that. It makes you look like... Okay, you're not. It just didn't look good. Really, really bad PR move for the White Sox.
I can't imagine Reinsdorf was okay with that.
Well, you know, the timing. They've done it before, but the timing was bad. And honestly, I don't think the Sox are in that bad a shape. Their pitching staff is a lot like the Mets with the good, really good young arms. They just got to get play some of their young players, too. Don't, if Adam LaRoche, if you sign a guy like that and he can't hit, don't play him all season. Get the young guys in there. I would love to see them try Micah Johnson as a DH.
They need some energy.
They
some
do need energy. Right.
For example, like the Chicago Cubs.
Yes, right.
They have
and
that
the
energy.
Mets.
That's
and
right.
the Mets,
That's
too.
Right.
The Sox have Trace Thompson. He's got to play regularly. Yep. Micah Johnson's got to play regularly.
Yep.
Okay, what's this show supposed to be? Wait,
sports
what?
Collecting. Oh,
Tom. Bill Huggins.
Sports
Huggins and Scott Auctions. The auction begins November 2nd. Bill, I've had some people in. Do you know what your schedule is for Huggins and Scott for 2016 yet? Is it going to be the same months as 2015, or have you not settled on that yet?
We're planning on the exact same schedule, which is February, April, June, August, and October.
Or November.
Or at November, you're
yeah,
right. Yeah,
the fifth one in November. Okay, yeah, good. All right. Because I've had some, it's getting a little late for the November one, especially if people want things authenticated, and I thought February would be your next one, so that's what we'll tell people. Now it's official. February is the next auction after the November auction, which goes from November 2nd to November 12th. Bidding starts November 2nd. Lots of big time stuff up there already. There's a lot of good Cubs stuff on there. This is kind of interesting. Here, Cubs World Series. Here it comes again. 10-8-1929 Cubs World Series program. First ever Wrigley World Series game.
Oh.
Which that was kind of surprising. And it scored a $150 minimum bid. The Cubs had Hornsby, Hack Wilson, Kiki Kyler against the A's, who had Mickey Cochran, Al Simmons, Jimmy Fox. That's a really highly ranked in history team, that A's team. And then there's another lot in the auction. It's a 10-8-1945 World Series Game 6 Wrigley Field program pair and a ticket stub. That's the Cubs' last World Series win.
Oh, okay.
So that's 70 years ago. So I think it's time maybe for a couple more World Series wins, don't you think, Vince?
Yeah, absolutely. 70 years, we'll take it.
I could see Vince tweeted me a picture or emailed a picture that I tweeted. I think you emailed it to me, where he's early at the Cubs game for game number 4 playoffs, and he takes a picture of the 1906 flag. You can know he's just thinking, boy, that 2015 flag would look good up there next night. You could just see the wheels turning.
And it was just there by itself. There was like nothing else to like, it was just waving kind of slowly.
Right.
It was windy. It just was sitting by itself. So I'm like, yeah, I'll take a picture and send it to Tom.
Perfect spot to put a 2015 flag right next to it. And we've got John from Josh from DeMott, Indiana on the line. What do you have there, Josh?
Hey, so I ended up finding this stuffed in a book in a book sale, surprisingly. But it's a 5x7 black and white photo of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and it appears to be signed Abdul-Jabbar, but he's promoting Heavy Rope Cross Trainer, Where There's a Will, and it lists an address for Grand Rapids, Michigan, and a phone number.
Okay, so if that's actually signed Abdul-Jabbar, it's probably in the $50 to $100 range. Without seeing it, I would think that's about what it goes for. I just listed I've been picking up some, like, in trade. I've been doing a lot of big trades at T-Crown, and I have an Abdul-Jabbar autograph on eBay right now. But on my T-Crown Tom eBay seller ID, I've got a Schwarber, just a refractor, to $199 from 2014 Bowman Sterling, and that's doing any of his stuff is really hot right now. I put a picture up of Cam, the electrician that comes a regular at T-Crown. A couple weeks ago, maybe 3-4 weeks ago, he picked up a Schwarber jumbo patch numbered to 7 with a Cubs logo on it for a little over $200, and one of those 7 right now, somebody's asking $499 for it. I mean, his stuff's really hot. And, you know,
I'm looking right at it. It's a beautiful patch.
Isn't that a nice patch?
Beautiful patch.
Also, Michael Conforto's stuff is really picking up on there. I've got one of his autographs, a refractor, on eBay. It's over $40. A month or so ago, his stuff wasn't selling as high as it is now. I just read an article. The Cubs, I think, had a bit of a debate on whether to pick Schwarber or Conforto. And it looks like either one would have been. Conforto's going to be really good for the Mets, too.
But Schwarber's such a perfect fit for the Chicago Cubs. Such a good fit.
He was a good fit. There's no doubt about that. And as it'll be interesting to watch him, how he improves over the years. And he looks like he's going to be kind of a leader type on that team. Yep. So anyway, the number's 312-332-3776. We're on from 7 to 8 every Sunday morning, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. And we're giving away today a 2015 Topps Heritage High Number Baseball Box to one caller. Or if you tweet me a picture of an item and we use it on the air, you'll get in the drawing for the Topps Heritage High Number Baseball Box. The winner... you set up email Vince at ercdelivery.com, and he'll set up a free delivery right to your door. George from Wheaton he brought this in, and I tweeted the picture. Bill, this is something I think you're going to want to take. He might have a couple other things that would go in a Huggins and Scott auction, but this was pretty interesting. He has a 1970 University of Texas National Champions team sign football. And now the question on this one, I mean, it's well worth auctionable.
It was functional speech. It was functional.
Anyway, but here's the question, and it's low on air, and you can see in the picture that it's pretty low on air. And he asked, should he try to fill it up? I said, don't even mess with it. Don't try to fill it up. But what do you guys do with that, Bill, when you get a football like that that's low on air? And before we get to that, Brett from Twitter tweeted me, hold the Brady jokes, when he saw the thing.
Well, Brady's dad came out and wanted New England to score 60 points tonight against Indianapolis. It's their first time back playing them. So
they were the
Deflategate.
The
Deflategate
team, the ones who ratted on him or whatever. Yep. Anyway, Bill, besides our stupid comments, what do you guys do when you get an underinflated vintage football like that?
Well, first we try and inflate it. I mean, if it looks like it has a bladder and it has the hole where you can put the needle in, we actually try and inflate it. And then you want to see if sometimes they do inflate, but then they don't hold air. It just kind of deteriorates in the next hour or so. But balls that don't hold air, they don't get anywhere near what ones that do because they're just not that displayable. They kind of look very, ugly, for lack of a better way to say it, and you need to make them football shaped again. Now, the other option, and we have done this, not with really old valuable ones, is you can insert that. There's a foam that you can insert in it. Oh, it'll blow it up, and it'll be hard as a rock forever. It's like Viagra for the
for the Wilson football.
For a football, yeah. So that's really your two options. Other than selling it, you know, deflated and like it is, but it just doesn't photograph well. It doesn't display well, and that usually translates into not as much money.
This one doesn't look so bad. I mean, it looks like somebody headbutted it or something. it looks like a football, but it'll be interesting to see. I think you're going to end up. You would still want this, right, Bill, for an auction? A full team signed.
That was Darryl Royal in the Boys.
Yeah, right. He signed it also, the coach, and. I think, to me, it should go, at least $500 to a grand, even the way it looks now.
Yeah, that, depending on how bold the signatures are and everything, and if we can get it to inflate and display, could be more than that, yeah.
Yeah, So, all right. Well, we've got John from Chicago on the line. What's new, John?
Hey, not too much, guys. Good morning. Happy Sunday.
Yeah, same to you. Did you watch the Cubs last night? Are you a Cubs fan?
I'm not a Cubs fan, but it's like a train wreck. I couldn't stop watching them.
Oh, yeah. You got to watch. They are very entertaining. Yes. There's no doubt about it. It's an entertaining team. And this series should be very entertaining. Young pitching and a few young hitters against really good young hitters. And, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Even though I'm a Sox fan, I would rather have the Cubs in there than, somebody from New York, especially the Royals.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm the same way where it was really good to see them beat the Cardinals. I mean, you don't want the smug St. Louis fans to be gloating anymore. Oh, we beat Chicago every year.
I think the Sox fans have been very cool this whole week supporting the Cubs, except for one. I won't mention that person's name. You know who you are. You sent me a tweet saying, go Mets, so... Oh, I'll get back at you, but otherwise...
Really? Is it somebody I know?
Yeah, no.
Oh,
no,
one of your friends?
So. Yes.
Ex-friends?
That's right.
Yeah. Anyway, John, what do you have? Do you have a collectible?
I have some stuff from, the 80s, like the early quarterbacks, the Elways, the Marino, some rookie cards from those guys.
Oh.
It seems like baseball cards are just completely gone, nothing. How much are those things worth nowadays?
Well, some of the Elway, Montana, the good quarterbacks, their rookie cards from the 80s are really good if they're well-centered and gradable at least a 9 and especially in 10. So a lot of those were off-center. So if you get those great, if they're gradable, I would say get them graded, wouldn't you, Bill?
Oh, absolutely. And they, like you just said, it's come to find out that there aren't a lot of and not a ton of nines either. So if you can get nines and tens on the Elways, Marinos, Montana, several of the other guys from the early 80s, they're very highly sought after now and growing in value every day.
Yep, very good. So check them out. And centering corners, edges, and surface. Hundreds or even over a grand. I think a 10 on some of those goes over a grand. It's maybe well over, but it's hard to get a 10. You got to have everything perfect.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah, if not, you still have some value, but nowhere near what the high grade does. Well, it's already time for a short break. We really did the Gab Fest to start this baby off. The number's 312-332-3776. Give us a call with a question about the value of your collectible, and we'll get you in the drawing. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8 taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Give us a call at 312-332-3776. You can check out Huggins and Scott Auctions. Their November auction bidding begins November 2nd. Go to HugginsandScott.com. Lots of cool items up there already. Here's something that I think just got added. I don't know that I've seen the two of them sign together on an item. This is neat. There's a John F. Kennedy and Jacqueline Kennedy dual signed 8x10 with a $1,200 minimum bid. Have you seen that before, Bill? Have you had those in your auction before with both of them on a photo?
I don't remember that we have. I know, I think over the years we've had several items that have been submitted to us and we have submitted them for authentication, and I want to say this is the first one that all the powers that be agreed is good as gold. So
yeah, that's neat.
Those are tough to get through the authenticators, the Kennedy stuff.
Yeah, we found that out with that Robert Kennedy book and the letter, and boy, that would have just made so much sense with that way, the way that letter was. The fact that it wasn't really signed by them was really...
Tom, there's a very good chance that at some point when they have a little more exemplars and stuff, but that may be good. They didn't say that it was totally, fake or anything. It's just that they didn't have enough information to
actually authenticate it. Yeah, I get that. And I like it that they do that. If they're not sure, don't authenticate it. You know, I had Let's see now, who was it who brought this in? A guy brought in a Barack Obama signed book. Now, this one, it was questionable to me whether he actually signed it. We looked at some of the signatures. It looked like it might be pretty good, but it's signed over print, like the print of the title of the book, which makes you think maybe it was an auto pen or something. So I don't know what he's going to do with that one. But if you had an authentic Barack Obama signed book, would you want that in a Huggins and Scott auction, Bill?
Oh, they sell. Yeah, they'll get, you know, $200, $300, $400, $500, $600, somewhere in that range, depending on what book it is and how nice he signed it and everything.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Ryan from Woodridge is on the line. What's new, Ryan? What do you have?
I got a late 60s Cubs team, and I'm not sure the letter from the team thanking my grandpa for his support, and it's got the whole team's autographs, including Ron Santo, Ernie Banks, you know, everyone.
Yeah, now, did you say it's a letter that's signed or it's a baseball signed? You kind of cut out a bit there.
A letter.
A letter signed by the Cubs team. I'd like to see what that looks like. That would be interesting. That actually, I haven't seen a letter signed by the 69 Cubs, was it?
Yes.
Yeah. Huh. Have you seen that, Bill? I you see a lot of the baseballs. I've never seen a letter.
Well, Ryan, is this where it's just a page and there's signatures all over the page?
It's on a Cubs letterhead. And it's like a typed letter thanking my grandpa for his support of the team with everyone's signature.
Do you think those would be stamped signatures or real signatures?
Was that the only thing I'm concerned about?
Okay, so
that they may be stamped, you know.
Yeah, he thinks they're real. So you'd have to get that authenticated. But if it was...
If they are real, it's certainly an auction item for us, depending on how complete it is. If you've got 25 signatures, you know.
Yeah.
That'd be a great item, sure, especially on Cubs letterhead. Is it dated?
I'm not sure. I don't have it with me.
Yeah, that would be good if it was dated from 1969 or 70. That would actually be all the better. So that'd be interesting to see that one. I hope we end up seeing more of that one to see what it actually might be. Ed from Linwood is on the line. What's new, Ed?
Hi, I was going to ask you, I have a program from, I think it was when the White Sox had the All-Star game years ago in the 80s, and I got it signed by both Brooks Robinson and Larry Doby, two Hall of Famers.
Huh. So it's the All-Star game program signed by Brooks and Doby.
Right.
I would think that's in the $100 to $150 range. That's pretty neat. That was the game that Fred Lynn hit the Grand Slam, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's a pretty neat item, actually. Larry Doby sure doesn't get the publicity or credit for being the first African-American American League player anywhere near like Jackie Robinson does for, you know, being the first ever in any league, but or national or American. But
do you guys remember who Fred Lynn hit that home run off of?
Yes. Oh, okay. It was a White Sox pitcher, wasn't it?
Was I don't.
As a guy, I played high school football with him. Knew him very, very well. Haven't seen him in quite a few years, but we played football, basketball, and baseball together at Mount Vernon.
Really?
High school.
You're kidding?
Oh yeah.
Huh.
He's the only guy in history ever to give up an All-Star Game Grand Slam.
Did you ever face him like bat against him?
In batting practice, sure, and during practice and everything. So
yeah.
He was lefty.
Atlee Hammaker?
Atlee Hammaker,
yeah.
Really? Okay.
Every once in a while, the memory kicks in, you know?
There you go, Vince. Vince's money. Wow, that's neat. So he must have been an awesome athlete in high school, huh?
He was a better basketball player than anything. He had pogo sticks for life.
Yeah. Yeah,
he was about 6'4".
Yeah,
you know,
right. Yeah, yeah. I can imagine that. Yeah, he was actually a pretty good pitcher for a while too. Boy, he disappeared fast. I wonder if he hurt his arm.
Yeah, he won an ERA title in 1982 or 83.
Yeah,
the American League.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. Phil from St. Charles is on the line. What's up, Phil?
Good morning, everybody. When I was 14, I went to a Cubs Pittsburgh game in 1969, and I have a scorecard. It's kind of cool. It has Frosty Malts for 25 cents. And
I used to like Frosty Malts. I'd always get a frosty malt at the game.
Exactly. Hot dogs for $1 and beers for $2 or whatever. But I had Ron Santo and Billy Williams and Fergie Jenkins sign it. And my wife had later, I don't know if this screwed it up, but had Ernie Banks sign it about 10, 15 years later, also sign it. I was just curious if that's worth anything.
No, that doesn't hurt. Now, what was it, a program they signed?
It's a scorecard. And
yeah,
a
scorecard.
Yeah, I filled it out through four innings, and then I stopped filling it out. But it.
Would you get a hand cramp or something? You couldn't make it through nine. They called in the bullpen and.
Exactly. So it's filled out through four innings,
okay.
And it's got Ernie Banks, Billy Williams, Ron Santo, and Fergie Jenkins autograph on it.
Yeah, that's neat. I would think, you know, depending on how it looks, how it displays, probably 100 to 200. That's very cool. And did you ever have one of those popcorn things where you could turn it into like a megaphone? You know, after you ate the popcorn out of it, you open the thing up and it. No,
sure.
Yeah, he's like yeah, I'll humor the guy. Yeah, I had one of those. The number's 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on 7 to 8 every Sunday morning. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, and we mix in things that either people bring in items during the week to T-Crown and I tweet them, or if somebody tweets me a picture of an item during the show and we use it on the show, you get in a drawing, we're giving away a box of 2015 Topps Heritage High Number Baseball to one caller or tweeter this week. Now, the Huggins and Scott bidding begins November 2nd. For their November auction, go to HugginsandScott.com. Here's a neat item, a Christy Mathewson 1925 signed personal check, PSA Mint 9 signature. This is beautiful. And this was only a few months before he actually passed away, so he had to have been not feeling the greatest when he signed this check, but his signature was still really good. $3,500 minimum bid. That's a great signature, Bill. Not a lot of Christy Mathewsons out there, correct?
Oh, no. Of all the first five inductees in the Hall of Fame, he is probably worth as much as Ruth Cobb, you know, Johnson, and Wagner put together.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, because he died at a young age. And he was, I guess, really popular, like a collegiate type. He kind of... I think a lot of guys were considered kind of like dirtbags that played Major League Baseball. And here's this college guy, you know, and a great pitcher. I think he was really a popular, different type guy, I guess. And I guess he got gassed somehow in training during World War I or something and was sick from that and then died at a young age. So kind of a sad story for him. Tommy's been on the road. Tommy, how's it going?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Not bad.
I have, I think will probably be a first for you guys. I have an autographed chest x-ray by Bo Jackson.
A chest x-ray? Is it his chest? Whose chest?
Yeah, it's his chest. I don't think
a Tommy chest x-ray autographed by Bo Jackson would do very well. Now.
Yeah, I don't think that would fly.
Now.
Maybe a Morgana chest x-ray.
Yeah, there you go. That, so, are you even allowed to sell medical items like that, Bill?
I would think that would not really qualify as to really a bad thing. I know we've seen, x-rays of different bats, where they like somebody had an x-ray of George Brett's corked bat and everything that we sold it or I've seen it for sale. And but you know, x-rays are kind of neat. Was it from some special thing where he was tested for an injury he got, or just a regular x-ray?
You know, I'm not really sure. I was at the doctor's office. The doctor that did my surgery was the doctor for the White Sox at the time. And, you know, I'm sitting in the waiting room and Bo Jackson walked out. So without wanting to bother him there, I followed him out to the parking lot and I'm on my crutches and talked to him for a minute. And I hand him a piece of paper. I'm like, can I have your autograph? And he's, not on that, you can't. I'm like, okay. And then he pulls out the x-ray and sets it on the truck of his car and and signed it for me.
Wow, that's actually a neat story. That story going along with it, that makes you want to have that thing. That's pretty cool that he did that. Were you an athlete back in the day, Tommy?
I played sports, you could say that, yeah. It was a football injury, that's what I had the surgery on.
Okay, did he know that? Is that why he was being nice to you, or he did?
You followed me all the way out on crutches. I was like, yeah, what happened to you? And I just replied, well, you know, football's a vicious sport, so.
Yeah.
And he smiles, he laughs, I know, you know.
Yeah. That's pretty neat. Now, so you probably would want to take that in a Huggins and Scott auction if he sent it to you? Bill?
Sure. Oh yeah, I have, like he said, when he called in, that's probably the first one we've ever had. So I don't have a whole lot of comparing to do as to what it would sell for, but I'm sure we have a bunch of bidders out there who would tell us.
Now, if Bo had signed this X-ray for the doctor and Tommy's in there and he says, "Doc, look over in the wall," and grabs it and runs out, then I don't think maybe you want that. But the way that's set up, I think you put the story with it. That's a pretty good item there, Tommy.
Cool.
All right. Very good. You a Cubs fan?
Thanks a lot, guys.
Cubs fan?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big. We just got season tickets for the first time last year. So
wow.
We got pretty lucky with that, yeah.
Are you going to the games, or are you going to sell them?
I've been to one. I'm going to the game on the second game that they have at home here for the championship series. And then World Series, I think we're probably going to end up wanting to get rid of those.
Okay, well.
They're asking crazy
that's
numbers.
That's
going to
be nuts.
It's ridiculous that they're asking that much money for them.
Well, let's hope they get there, Tommy. Okay.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Thanks for the call. It's time for a short break. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, give us a call and you get in the drawing. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8 taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Give us a call, and you get in a drawing. We're giving away a 2015 Topps Heritage High Number baseball box. Now, you can also tweet a picture of an item at TCrownTom as my Twitter ID. Diego tweeted me a picture of a Ryan Sandberg single-signed baseball and a signed Topps cards. I'm thinking if those are both authentic, you're probably looking 75 to 150, somewhere in that range. Looks like bold signatures on both of them, so that's good. It almost looks like the baseball, it almost looks a little bit like a game-used baseball, which wouldn't hurt if it was. So, T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID if you want to tweet an item. And waiting on the line here is Ed from Linwood. What do you have, Ed?
Yeah, I was talking before, Tom, and I guess you didn't know I had a couple other things I was asking about.
Oh, okay.
I get cut off. I have a rock and roll thing that's a little autograph program. It's a small little program. It's signed by two Hall of Famers, Dick Clark and Dion DiMuccia, the Belmont.
Okay, Dick Clark and who is the other one?
Dion, you know, run around Sue.
Oh, okay, yeah. Huh. What do you think of that, Bill? You run some of that rock and roll stuff. Have they had any Dick Clark or...
gosh, I don't know that we've had any Dick Clark stuff recently. I would certainly be something if my guys would have to do a little investigating on and find out if it's an item that may get us, you know, $300, $400, $500, $800 if paid. I'd be happy to run that.
Oh, great!
You have something else there, also?
Yeah, one other thing. I have three of those statues I bought at the Hall of Fame when I was a little boy in the '60s. Of Nellie Fox, Yogi Berra, and Eddie Matthews, those statues they sold at the Hall of Fame.
Those aren't the same ones as the Heartland statues, are they?
No, they look like real statues. They look like real players. They're not like white.
Yeah, those are the Heartland.
Yeah, the plastic.
Yeah.
So are they still white? Are they in original boxes?
No, they're just they were just displayed on a shelf.
Okay, and they're
a glass container. They're in nice shape, though.
Are they yellowed at all?
To be honest, I'm not sure. I'd have to.
Okay, So who was it? It was Fox and who else? Nellie Fox and who else?
Nellie Fox, Yogi Berra, and Eddie Matthews.
What do you think, Bill? Maybe 100 to 200 for the three of those if they're in pretty good shape?
Yeah, or could be even more than that. I mean, does the Berra have the mask? A lot of times that sometimes got misplaced over the years, and hopefully the Matthews has a bat that's not broken. If all those three things, and if they're not totally yellowed, if they're just maybe a cream color or something, they can get $75 to $100 a piece. The apparition, okay, or the Fox is a good one.
Yeah, so that would be a good little lot then for one of the auctions. The Huggins
Absolutely. And
Scott, the next auction, bidding begins November 2nd. You can go to HugginsandScott.com and check out some of their items. They've got, here's a Hank Aaron 1954 Topps rookie card, number 128, graded SGC 7.5. That's a nice grade on an Aaron rookie, $1,200 minimum bid. 1962 Topps baseball complete set of 598 cards, plus 11 variations. How tough are the variations in that set, Bill?
Well, there in the 62 set, there are probably 100-some variations if you count this green tint thing that goes on with that. But a lot of those variations, they sell for, three to five times the regular card, you know.
And
so the variations on those are not on really any big-name players. It's not like there was a Mantle or a Maris or a Clemente variation. They're on real common players, and it's more of just a pose variation where – I don't know why they retook the photo or something, but somewhere halfway through the year they decided that they want to go with another photo of the guy. So
it's a bonus for the set. If a guy's a set collector and he buys that lot, if he doesn't want to keep the variation with the set, he could always sell those separately and ends up getting the set a little cheaper, I guess, then. And then you do sell things like awards and championships rings. Here's the 1979 Orioles Wayne Krenchicki American League Champions ring. 1979 was his rookie year, $4,000 minimum bid. I wonder if when he makes the playoffs, he's in the championship game his first season. I wonder if he's thinking,
once the game start, I mean, it's going to be easy.
He might have, but I don't think he only batted 20 or 30 times that year. So maybe he didn't think it's going to be that easy. I don't know. Javi from Glen Ellen's online. What do you have there, Javi?
Hey, first of all, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing great. Good morning.
All right. Well, I don't know if you guys remember this, but in 1977, I used to go around after school with my mom and in a neighborhood, and we used to go and, you know, it's a little embarrassing, but we used to go to, you know, garbage cans and garbage dumpsters, and I used to collect those, the RC cans with all the baseball players on there.
Okay.
And I actually have all 100 cans from 1977. A little bit some of them are dented. You know, we used to look at our favorite players. My mom used to hate, for some reason, Ellis Valentine. Remember him?
Yeah, the outfielder for the Expos.
Yes.
Yeah, he had a good arm, good player.
And I'll tell you why she hated him, because there was a game that year where he and my mom's favorite player, who was Dave Rader, the catcher, got into it with him, and my mom kind of dented the can because of that.
Get that Ellis Valentine can out of here, I'm telling you.
Yeah, she says, oh, this is the worst can, but I have all of them, and they vary from, I have Pete Rose, Nolan Ryan, Dave Kingman, Concepcion, Lyman Bostock, like a lot of Hall of Famers, and I still have every can to this day. So,
what do you think, Bill? Is that a Huggins and Scott lot, the 100 can RC cans?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, the complete set, I'm not 100% sure how many are in the set, but if you're correct, Javi, that there is 100, if you've got the whole set, as long as they're not beat to smithereens and everything, that could be $500 to $1,000.
Oh, nice. Okay,
yeah,
and
really,
like I said, a lot of them are
together, because you couldn't order that set.
No.
The only way you put that set together was you went and you collected all 100 cans, or however which way you or whoever did it. Either way, if you've got them all, that's a desirable set.
How long do you figure it took you to put that whole thing together?
Definitely the whole summer. The whole summer. And they are 100 because The picture is on a baseball on the can, and then it gives their playoff stats and career stats, and then they even number 2 out of 100 or, 4 out of 100. And, over the years, I just counted them, and I put them on display in my room and stuff like that. And, as I got married and I have a little boy now, I put them in a big trash bag, just threw them in there, and, just because me and my mom, that's sentimental to me, we collected them together, I'll never get rid of them. But the value price you gave me is pretty good, and I appreciate that. And I also enjoy the show. So
thanks, Javi.
Thanks for that tip, guys.
And now we know if there's ever, you might be the national expert on those RC Cola cans. So now we know, Javi. Very good. That's an interesting story. Thanks. All right. Next on the line, we've got Tim from the South Side. What's new, Tim?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
Love the show. Bring back a lot of memories.
Thanks.
I definitely remember those RC cans.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know anybody else that has all 100 of them, though. I can tell you that.
I didn't even know there was 100. I think I might have had like 20 or 25, but like so many others, I think my parents just said, "Oh, these are trash." And
yeah, that sounds like that could have very easily happened. So, what do you have that you think might have some good value?
Real quick question. Yogi Berra signed book. It's to me. He signed it to Tim.
Uh-huh.
And then Yogi Berra. And then, but he was at a lot of card shows. So I don't know, where his value for the autograph is.
Yeah, he signed a lot of stuff. You've got kind of that Rodney Dangerfield tone to your voice. Has anybody ever told you that?
Many. But not him.
Let's go while we're young.
Let's hear you try that once. Let's see. Come on.
Let's go while we're young.
Yeah, there you go. It's a very Rodney-like. So, but a Yogi Berra signed book now, Bill. Those are not, 50 to 100, you think?
I would put it right in that category, yeah.
Yeah.
Like Tim was saying, that Yogi signed a lot of stuff at card shows. He was such a nice guy, and unfortunately, that doesn't do a whole lot for your long-term autograph value, but not signing anymore. So
yeah, that's true.
Whatever's out there is out there.
And there's always going to be a demand for his stuff with all his World Series at bats. His name will get brought up through history a lot of times. I had Stan, I posted on Twitter, he had a poster-size Rocky Marciano punching Jersey Joe Walcott signed, and he added, "Keep punching." I think he did that fairly often on him. Kind of faded, though, but even with fading in there, that's something you'd probably want to take in an auction, wouldn't you, Bill?
Oh, sure. Yeah, hopefully it's not faded to the point where you can't much read it, but,
He did a close-up, and you could see it. I'd like to see it in person. It's kind of hard to tell on the photo. I could read it. So.
That's a good action shot. You see Charles' face just kind of go back after being hit by Rocky.
Yeah, have you ever watched, Vince, some of the old Rocky Marciano highlights, like on
a
YouTube or whatever?
Times, yes.
Boy,
yes.
He was quite the puncher.
He was one tough guy.
He really was. He definitely was a puncher. And we've got time for another call here. Looks like it's Paul from Round Lake Beach. What's new, Paul? What do you have?
Oh, I got a baseball signed by the Cincinnati Reds.
Team signed?
I'm not sure if it's everybody or not, but I can make out it's 24 names.
Okay, is it the Big Red Machine years from the 70s, or when's it from?
I'm thinking it's somewhere around 75.
Well, that would be good. So it's got Johnny Bench and Rose and Joe Morgan and Sparky Anderson and all those guys on it?
Not all of them signed it. Now, I might be totally off on this because I went to the service and was gone for 20-some years.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, my sister got the ball. She was a professional fast-pitch softball player.
Who was this, your mom?
My sister.
Your sister, really? Huh.
Yeah. The ball it doesn't say, I don't know if it's supposed to say official National League or whatever on it. I don't see that on it anywhere. But the names on it are John McNamara, Dave Tomlin, Dave Collins, a Paul something. You can't make out his last name.
So
Bonham, Rick Arbach, Don Werner, Ray Knight, Frank Pastor.
Oh, yeah, this is later than that. This wouldn't be as good as the Big Red Machine one, but I would imagine you're still going to be probably in the $100 range, maybe $100 to $200, depending on how nice it is, but it's the big red machine from 75, that era. That's the biggie for the Reds, I guess, from the last 40 or 50 years. Okay, now don't forget the bidding begins November 2nd for the Huggins and Scott November auction. Go to HugginsandScott.com. If you have an item that you think you might want to put in a future Huggins and Scott auction, call Bill Huggins, 301-608-0355. During the week, lots of neat items already up there. If you want to just go check things out, HugginsandScott.com is the website. And they also send out catalogs. How many catalogs do you figure you send out for each auction, Bill?
Oh, gosh, Josh would have that number, but thousands, that's for sure. We have a lot of people on our mailing list that actually, they sign up for our little Go Green feature, which means you don't get a catalog, but if you win an item, you get $10 off your invoice. So well over 70% of our bidders do not get the catalog. They don't want the catalog. They want to do it online.
Yeah, I rarely check the catalog out. I'm completely hooked into the online thing. Now, I love looking. You've done some upgrades on your website lately, too. It's fun looking through there. And then you can always search auction history. If you think you have an item that might be good in a Huggins and Scott auction, you can search their history and see what some things have sold for. And let's see now. I guess it's already time to do the drawing, Vince.
All right, this week's winner is going to be George from Wheaton. So, George, if you're listening, email me, vince@arcdelivery.com. I'll get back to you, set up a delivery at your convenience, free of charge.
George from Wheaton, he's the guy that had the deflated football.
Yes, we'll give a shout-out to my stepdaughter, Katie. She's 18 today.
Ooh.
It is her golden birthday, so happy birthday, Katie. Hope you have a great, great day.
Wow, happy birthday, Katie. Congratulations. That's a big birthday there.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a good,
she could get drafted now if they redo the draft.
Yeah, right. She's going to
come.
Yeah, by the Cubs.
There you go.
Before the World Series. There we got it in again. Cubs World Series. There's also a Cubs Wrigley Field scorecard with the Pirates signed, including Roberto Clemente.
There you go.
Got
good
another
timing.
Cubs
That's
thing
right.
in there. Yeah. So, let's see. I don't know. Do you have a prediction for this series, Vince?
Yeah, Cubs are going to win tonight, and I think they're going to win it in six, maybe seven games. But they're winning tonight. I really feel good about tonight's game.
They really need this one with Arrieta out there. That's for sure.
Are you going, Vince?
No. You know, $10,000 a ticket. Can't make it.
Vince had to be hard to top the game he was at that game four anyway. Well, have a great week, everybody, and we'll be talking to you again next week. Thanks for listening.